Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, Radio Family. This is Sister Glass, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast today. Jesus told His disciples, not only of when He was alive on the earth and as He was preparing to depart, but that word was for each and every one of us to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. But He also told them to teach them to observe all things that He had commanded. And if you ever wondered why God's people seem to be under such attack by the forces of darkness today as never before, have you ever wondered why some of God's ministries are under such tremendous attacks? I've asked God this very question because I'm trying with all my might to be obedient to the Lord's great commission given to the church. And as I sought the Lord, asking Him for a word regarding the battles and the reasons why, He showed me why the saints of God are under attack by the prince of this world. First of all, it's not because you've committed some terrible sin. Secondly, it is because you've desired to be a hundredfold Christian and because you love the Lord Jesus with all of your heart, soul, mind, body, and strength. The devil is still in business, but we know, praise God, that greater is He, Jesus, in you than he that is in the world. 1 John 4:4. So when you're under attack by the devil or things aren't going the way they should or ought to, it's because you have been and are going to be more effective for God than ever before. The Apostle Paul said he had been hindered by Satan. If that was true of Paul, we can be certain we'll have similar experiences. In 1 Thessalonians 2:18, he said, "Wherefore, we who would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us." Now notice, Paul said, hindered, not defeated. You and I are not going to be dependent on circumstances, but on God and what He has promised in His holy word. And as I was waiting before the Lord, preparing for this broadcast, He just spoke to me that those who would be listening today need just a lift in the spirit from Him. He knows that you need to be refreshed. And we're told in Ephesians, the 3rd chapter, verse 20, "Now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." Think about that. There's a power that works in us. What is He talking about here? He's talking about the resident power of the Holy Spirit. And that power of the Lord is exceedingly abundant above all that we could ask or think. Think about that. You have all the power that you could possibly need beyond your imagination, beyond your need. It's resident in you according to the power that worketh in us. Praise God. And the Lord has given to Unveil Christ Ministries for years, since its inception, a ministry of intercessory prayer and a ministry of correspondence. And long ago, the Lord spoke to our hearts that this ministry would be threefold in purpose and ministry. First of all, to proclaim the gospel in power to the lost, to proclaim the message of God's word to the body of Christ, and also a ministry of prayer partnership to the body of Christ. Now, I don't spend a lot of time mentioning this, but very briefly, generally at the end of the broadcast, I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. There are many that perhaps don't have a church. Some may be between churches. There are others in rural communities that there's not a good church that preaches the ministry, the whole counsel of God, and where there's a move of the Holy Spirit of God. And so There are just situations that perhaps there's no one that you can really talk to. Well, this is why God has privileged this ministry to be an intercessor for God's people for decades, and there's been marvelous answers to prayer. And just know that your letter is confidential when you write. There's no other person who reads or sees or answers your letter. It's a personal ministry. When you get a letter from me, I not only write it, seek the Lord in your behalf and pray for you, but I also type it and seal it and sign it and stamp it and seal it. So it's definitely a very personal ministry to you. And as you've listening today, I've just asked the Lord to touch and strengthen you by the very power of God and let you feel and experience His touch in your life anew and afresh, and just that He would just pour out blessings to you that you cannot contain, that His blessings will just overflow in your life. And He's just spoken to my heart to expect greater and greater things for you and for this work. He's doing it. It's an exciting time to be alive. Praise God. And I just feel the Lord wanting to encourage you and lift you. And I just feel a witness of the Holy Spirit in my heart that glorious things are ahead for His people, that glorious possibilities await you. So let's just take a few moments and let's just open our hearts to receive that which God has for us. Just for a little while, forget about everything else, what you're going to do after the broadcast, what you're going to do tomorrow, and just let the Lord minister to you for a few moments. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank You that You still are performing miracles today, that You are no respecter of persons. And Lord, I ask You to touch every listener, Lord, everyone whose heart is reaching out in faith to You. Even now, I pray for a ministry to their specific needs in body, mind, soul, and spirit. Lord, I take authority over the works of darkness, and Lord, I lose the light of Your presence to shine and dawn upon them. Lord, as the Son of Righteousness, You will arise with healing in Your wings and dispel every cloud of oppression, every dark, somber cloud of separation that would hinder them from feeling Your presence and being encouraged by Your love. Father, in Jesus' name, touch and minister. Move in their circumstances. Move in their life situations. Move in the burdens on their hearts for loved ones, for financial provision. Lord, for job opportunities. I ask You to enlarge their borders, God. Move and minister to every need in their lives. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank You for it. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, that I have purposed to minister to you today in a new measure. All that the enemy desires to do against you will be put under by the faith of the Lord your God working in your life. For I am raising up a people of faith that will not cringe at the sight of the battle. But yea, they shall rise up in the strength of my Spirit, and in my word shall they overcome. My beloved, I am very near you this day, and there is no weapon, there is no power that is stronger than my love for you, my beloved. For I am your refuge in the time of storm. I am your covering from the heat of the battle. Satan does not want you to be happy or joyful, but my joy is the strength of your life day in and day out. Therefore, put all your burdens on me. Cast your cares upon me, for I care for you. Yea, place your burdens upon the Lord, and I will sustain you in the days ahead. I will be the lifter up of your head. I will be your undergirding. I desire to pour out my blessings upon you. Wait upon me, and you will see the greatness of your God unveiled in your areas of need. For I am working a work in you that others will be able to see. Only faint not, neither allow discouragement or disappointment or frustration to abide in your heart. This is a new day, beloved, if you can receive it. This is a time of outpouring, says the Lord of hosts. This is a time in which I shall move you into that more perfect way, that more excellent pathway, that you shall not be turned aside. You shall not turn to the right nor to the left, but you shall set your face as a flint, and you shall press on, and you shall move on into the things of your God, and your your ears shall be closed to the din and the noise of the things of this world, but you shall hear clearly the voice of the Lord speaking to you. This is the way, walk ye in it. This day do I refresh you, my beloved. This day I pour my strength, new strength into you. Receive and be filled, says the Lord. Praise God, Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, for touching your beloved even now. Praise God. I'm expecting miracles in the life of UCM partners. I pray for them every day, and I invite you to be a part of my spiritual family. The announcer is going to be giving you the mailing address at the conclusion of the broadcast, but I just believe that if you obey God, if you'll move with the Spirit, that you will receive that which God has for you. I believe He wants to encourage you further through the ministry of correspondence that He has given. You know, there are many doomsayers today that saying, there's no hope for this nation, there's no hope for this world, everything is lost, all is hopeless. Well, I just can't accept that. When we look at the things that are occurring, yes, it's fearful, it's frightening. There are forces at work that are a whole lot bigger than even the governments of the nations. The powers at work are bringing to pass behind the scenes a one world order. The Antichrist is, I believe, in a literal Antichrist, and he is, that Antichrist system is being set up even now. But Lord, you know, we just can't sit down and throw up our hands and be as helpless, but we're to occupy until He come. That means we're to stand in faith, we're to stand with the sword of the Spirit unsheathed. We have to have our shield of faith raised, and we need to go out and claim the things of God, the kingdom of God. Suffer the violence, and the violent take it by force. Some teach that we just have to hang on to the bitter end. Well, let me just humbly say that isn't true. Sure, the world scene is waxing worse, but at the same time, there's an outpouring of God's Spirit that is blazing in many parts of the world. And if those who declare that there isn't much to live for, or at least hope for, would only read the Bible and see what God has promised us for these last days for His people, they would know there's a double portion. He's saving the best wine till last. And I believe, beloved, you're part of this mighty outpouring. I believe you haven't seen anything yet. God is moving in a new measure. Praise God. Praise God. Well, my time is coming to a close. I invite you to write, share those prayer needs. If you're being blessed by the broadcast, write and let me know you're being blessed. The announcer will give you our mailing address. God bless you for your prayers and financial help. Till next week, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,